Yeah, it should definitely be all-inclusive. Anytime you add it as an additional layer or additional upgrade, that's where you're going to get resistance for customers trying to save a buck here or there and not wanting to, you know, move forward with a certain plan because maybe it's a little bit more cost prohibitive than another option that they have out there. So eliminating options is really key.
This is Frankly MSP, where managed service providers get real.
Hey, this is Jennifer Tribe, and you're listening to episode 62 of Frankly MSP, the podcast for managed service providers who want to boost their productivity, efficiency, and profitability. Just two episodes ago, I mentioned the COVID-19 coronavirus and asked if you were feeling any effects from it, mostly from supply chain issues or early event cancellations. At the time, the coronavirus was in the very early stages of spreading globally, and not too many people were concerned about it. It's hard to believe how much has changed in the span of a month. It's becoming clear that COVID-19 is going to have deep and far-reaching effects across the planet. We're starting to see the MSP message boards and Facebook groups and subreddits light up with service providers asking others how they're grappling with the pandemic. Phones are ringing off the hook from clients asking how they can enable their teams to work from home for extended periods. Companies like Cloudflare, Zoom, and Monday.com are offering free software to help with that transition. MSPs are wondering whether to send their techs on site and how to implement work from home among their own workforce. Before COVID-19, ransomware was the big issue keeping MSPs up at night. And while that seems to have taken a step back from the spotlight because of these more pressing concerns, the fact is cybercriminals are taking delight in the coronavirus and the opportunity it presents to prey on anxious people. We're hearing reports of phishing emails offering, quote, important information about staying safe or the economic impacts of the virus. We're also seeing malware and real-time outbreak maps and stats counters that people are clicking on. So even though your customers are distracted by coronavirus, cybersecurity is still so important. In this episode, I talk to Matt Bernacki, an MSP account exec at Sophos, about how to initiate a security conversation with clients and what to do when they say no.
You're listening to Frankly MSP, brought to you by Avic Networks.
Hey, Matt, welcome to Frankly MSP.
Thanks, Jennifer. Great to be here. Appreciate you having me on today.
I'm excited to have this conversation about selling security services because I know it's something a lot of MSPs are wanting to do better at. The first thing I'd like to start with is, I mean, it seems logical that selling cybersecurity should be like shooting fish in a barrel. With all the bad news of companies being hit, you would think that customers would be scrambling to get security locked down and they'd be going to their MSPs and saying, please let me buy security services from you. Yet we know that is not the case. So why do you think that is?
I completely agree with you. I think it comes down to the type of customer. A lot of customers think that, you know, it's not going to happen to them. They read the big news out there on the ransomware attacks and those big Fortune 500 companies that make the national news and things like that. But if they haven't been hit yet, they think it's not going to happen to them. And a lot of them are smaller companies. They're definitely not on that same scale. They think the hackers are targeting, you know, these large scale companies for this ransomware, which is definitely not the case. They're targeting anyone they can target. And a lot of times it comes down to the bottom line. When someone approaches you selling security services, there's a cost attributed to that, and that affects the bottom line and the overall revenue for a company and a customer. So I think all of that combined shies away a lot of folks from really taking the leap and going full-fledged into the security aspect of their organization and to ensure everyone is as safe and secure as possible.
So if you're an MSP and you're dealing with these prospects or customers that just have their head in the sand, they think it's not going to happen to me. How do you go about building the case that, in fact, they are at risk and they should be looking seriously at security?
Yeah, I mean, it's really about education. Education is a huge piece of that. Obviously, in this day and age, you can go online and find a whole bunch of information and articles that talk about security and people getting breached and so forth there. It's really about educating the customer, making sure that they understand that even though they're maybe a smaller type customer, they're not a multi-million, multi-billion dollar organization, that there's still hackers out there that are looking to get in. And those are some of the easiest folks to get in. I've been reading some articles lately, and I was reading one about a small newspaper stand out in the East Coast that got hit by hackers and ended up costing them, I think, about $10,000 to get their data back and stay in business. On top of that, they can get heavy fines and things like that as well. So anyone that's not interested in security, when they get educated, they understand the threats. They understand that these small organizations can get hit. If they don't take effect at that point, it's really on them. But the biggest thing is educating them, making sure they're aware of the latest and greatest threats that are out there, making sure they're aware they are susceptible, they can get hit. At that point, you know, it comes down to the customer and what they want to do and how they want to move forward.
Now, are you seeing any best practices with your partners or other MSPs that you've seen in the market, something that really works for them? Is it having a meeting with them and sitting down and presenting some of this information? Is it a series of emails? What do you see that works?
Definitely an on-site visit is key. You definitely want to go on site. You want to have a meeting. You want to present why security is a need and a must. And it's really kind of doing an overall, looking at their overall security today, what loopholes do they have? I mean, there's different tools and products out there that you can go and do assessments on an organization and figure out where they are susceptible for hackers getting in. And going on site is key, right? I mean, you don't want to do it over the phone. You don't want to do it over email. You want to get them in person, chat with them in person, and give them the overall aspects of what's out there. But I would say it kind of goes hand in hand with doing kind of a security assessment and then educating them on why they need that. I mean, if they really don't see it at that point, then probably not someone you want to work with. We've seen MSPs work with customers that don't have security top of mind. And at the end of the day, it can hurt that MSP just as bad as it can hurt the end user there. So always be careful when working with a customer, bringing on a new customer. If they're hesitant or resistant to move forward with the security approach that you're suggesting, they can go find someone else that will do what they need. And down the line, it may hurt them, more than they think it will.
So do you recommend that an MSP walk away from a client who won't sign on to the security services?
My personal recommendation is yes, 100%. It's often hard to say that. We have MSPs that are just starting their business and trying to produce revenue and things like that. So it's hard to say, yes, always walk away. But from my aspect, someone's not going to take your suggestions on what you would implement into that organization from a security aspect. They could hurt you just as bad as they could hurt themselves, as I mentioned before. So that would be best case scenario. Definitely walk away. But we all know everyone has different circumstances. If you're just starting out as MSP, it's your first customer, you're trying to start that reoccurring revenue stream, then, obviously you have to make a decision for yourself. But again, if you guys don't align from a security standpoint, most likely if you do sign them on down the line, you're probably going to end up letting them go at some point where it's going to affect you even more.
So we're getting into now, I think, packaging and positioning, because there's a couple of ways that you could go about this, right? Like you could have your core managed support where you're supporting their endpoints and whatnot. And then you could have a security package, which adds a whole bunch of things. Do you think there's a better way in just putting security into the core package? It's not broken out. It's not priced separately. It's just part of the flat fee for the month. So it's non-negotiable, versus offering security as sort of an add-on or an upgrade?
Yeah, it should definitely be all-inclusive. Anytime you add it as an additional layer or additional upgrade, that's where you're going to get resistance for customers trying to save a buck here or there and not wanting to, move forward with a certain plan because maybe it's a little bit more cost prohibitive than another option that they have out there. So eliminating options is really key. Maybe you want to have two or three different flavors of packages or offerings that you're going to provide out there. They're all going to provide some layer of security, or actually multiple layers of security. But yeah, you definitely want to kind of blend that all in to that initial package and how you're positioning that. When you look at it from an all-inclusive standpoint, you really don't have a choice, right? You can choose what layer or what level of security you're going to bring into your organization via that MSP, but you can't choose if you want the security aspect of it or not. I mean, the security aspect is a must. It's a need. It's something that you have to have. Otherwise, that could ruin your business completely down the line.
So I imagine a lot of MSPs, they have some security elements in their services already, but obviously there's a lot that you could do in terms of getting specialized and adding things to your core package. So what do you think are sort of the bare minimum things that need to be included in that core package?
Yeah, so when you look at a core package for any type of end user, obviously security is going to be top of mind, right? So you obviously want to have some sort of network security, some sort of firewall in there. You want to have the endpoints covered. You obviously want to have some sort of backup in there. You want to be covered from email security. I mean, there's all these different ways and aspects that hackers can penetrate your organization and inject ransomware in. So you have to look at that full-fledged security package. And I mean, it really comes down to the type of customer. Maybe you're working with a customer that has a lot of road warriors that are traveling on a day-to-day and week-to-week basis where they're connecting back in to their organization to pull emails and a VPN in and things like that, or get on the company's internal sites. And just kind of depending on the organization and what they're doing, I mean, obviously, if that's the case, you're going to want to have some sort of mobile in there and some other aspects as well. So, I mean, there's so many different layers that you can include, but definitely backup, definitely network, definitely endpoint. Those are the three key things you're definitely going to have as an MSP offering out to your customer base. And then beyond that, you can add those additional layers from email security to mobile to encryption and so forth. I mean, there's so many different tools out there nowadays from an MSP perspective and so many different options. But if you focus on the core security aspects and needs, obviously it simplifies easier from a customer perspective. It's easier for them to kind of understand and see and kind of simplifying and breaking it down into that aspect from a certain type of package level that you would offer out there.
You're listening to Frankly MSP.
Now, I've heard some people say that security is so detailed, there's so much to know and so much changing all the time that a generalist MSP really can't keep up. And you need to be outsourcing or partnering with an SSP or an outsourced SOC. What's your position on that?
I think it depends on the type of customers you're working with. Security is evolving, it is changing, but if you're working with the right vendors, they're keeping you up to date on what's going on. They have the correct technology that can help you push that out to your customer base. You don't always need to bring in MSSP or an outsourced SOC. One of the big things I look at are compliances, right? So if you're working with certain type of customers, maybe some hospitals, some retail stores, maybe they have to adhere to PCI or HIPAA. Anytime you look at some of those specific type of compliances, that's really where you're going to probably want to look into that higher level of security from an MSP perspective, where you look at that outsourced SOC or that MSSP. But companies and the products are continuing to evolve and change. A lot of vendors out there today have solutions that will allow you to kind of get into that space where you're the one providing the service. But when you start to get into the space, if you're just dealing with some smaller type organizations and some customers and PCI and HIPAA and some of those compliances aren't as big, then you can probably get it on your own and do it on your own. But yeah, once you kind of graduate up and start working with some different type of customers, yeah, you always want to consider, those MSSPs and those outsourced SOCs to have that additional layer to help you guys out there moving forward.
So we talked about approaching prospects and approaching clients. So let's say you have a client base and they're already on a standard package, has some security elements, but it's not as much as you would like it to be. So you're looking at adding some new security elements, really tightening that up. You're going to have to raise prices to accommodate those things. How do you go to existing clients and sell that?
So a lot of MSPs I work with, and I work with hundreds and hundreds, even thousands of MSPs on a year-to-year basis, they usually have some sort of contract in place. It's usually like a one-year contract. At the end of that 1 year, they'll go back to their customers and reevaluate what they're doing. Maybe they've gotten into some different spaces and things like that they need to be aware of. But it's always the ability after that 1 year contract is up to go back and kind of reevaluate what they're doing today and what additional layers of security you can bring in there. So I have MSPs that go back to their customer base at the end of the year. They'll recommend some security changes and some security upgrades. Oftentimes, the end user will not be on board to doing that because it's some additional costs. And at that point, they'll make them sign a waiver or something like that, that if they do get hacked, ransomware does get in, they're not liable for it because they did come back and try to offer these additional security offerings and features to ensure they're safe as secure as possible, and they didn't want to do it. From what I've seen, customers are usually pretty open to it. We all know pricing changes on a year-to-year basis, whether it's retail pricing, MSP pricing. You look at the economy in general, things are going to go up on a year-to-year basis. So it's not really accurate to think that you're going to pay one cost 1 year and it's never going to go up. It's going to be that same cost for the next 5-10 years. There's always going to be some sort of uptick, some sort of additional layers that you're going to want to look into, and there's going to be a cost associated with that.
So it's interesting that you mentioned the waiver, right? Because we already talked about client says no, so you walk away. The waiver is a second option. But I've always thought if all MSPs were firm about saying no to clients who won't sign on for security, then clients would come to a place where no MSP will work with them. So, I better start paying for this security thing, right? It's almost like power in numbers if we could all agree to do that. But I know that's impossible. There's always some MSP who's going to say, yeah, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, the more established MSPs are the ones that they're going to walk away. They have the client base. They're able to meet ends meet. They don't need to risk their business to bring on a new customer. So any well-established MSP is going to walk away. Again, if you're just kind of getting into the space and you're signing on your first first or second or third customer, they refuse to add security in there, there's a good chance that, you know, they're going to sign them on anyways. And maybe 6 months, a year down the road, once they are a little bit more established, maybe they end up firing that customer because they won't adhere to their new policies. I hear all the time of MSPs firing or, you know, letting go customers, which you wouldn't think that would be the case. You'd think it would be the opposite, where a customer is letting the MSP go. But anytime an MSP's business is susceptible because a customer doesn't adhere to their guidelines or their suggestions, at that point, a lot of times it is time to cut ties and move on.
Yeah, and it's really a calculus. As you say, the more established MSPs, they're looking at their risk, right? So, oh, this is $2,500 in monthly recurring revenue, but let's balance that against the risk of this customer being a weak point in my security chain. And they're saying, no, it's not worth it. Whereas for the smaller MSPs, I think they're looking at their revenue only and feeling that they don't have a choice at that point.
Yep, that is very, very accurate. And that's very, very true.
So we've talked a little bit, you mentioned network assessments as one sort of tool that you can use in making the case for security. So taking a look at a customer's network and saying, here's where I see the vulnerabilities. And we also talked about sharing some news articles as a way to make the case. Any other tools or resources that you find really work when going to a client to have that conversation?
There are so many tools and resources out there. It's pretty amazing. I was actually just doing some research a couple of weeks ago on that. I mean, you can go to some of the top vendors you work with, whether it's a security vendor, maybe it's your RMM or PSA vendor. A lot of them, they'll put out different reports. Some of them do yearly reports, some of them do quarterly reports that kind of give you guys as the MSP an idea of, you know, what's out there nowadays, what are the latest strategies, what are the latest customer pain points when it comes to MSPs. So there's different reports. State of the MSP report is one that I've looked at recently, but there's lots of different statistics you can look at on specific vendor sites. Even on top of that, though, I mean, if you look at social media, I mean, there's MSP groups on Facebook and LinkedIn with thousands and thousands of people that you'll go on and they'll just be bouncing ideas off of each other. You know, an MSP is about to go into a customer that's resistant to security. They're in this type of space. What has worked for other MSPs in the past? And people will chime in and give them suggestions and different things that they can think about as they go in there, or even after they go in there as a follow-up. They get some feedback from their peers and what they've seen, what's helped them. But I would definitely say, take a look at the different social media groups that are out there, take a look at the different forums that are out there, and take a look at some of the different security statistics and MSP reports that some of the vendors are putting out, because all that knowledge, I mean, it's gold. I mean, it's a great info to have. It's great info to be able to chat with your customers about, and it just shows how well-versed you are on security in general.
I love the reports. I also love the peer sharing that you talked about in the forums and communities. So I'm going to put some links to some of the groups that you can join as an MSP where people are having those conversations. And Matt, maybe you and I can pull together a list of 3 or 4 top security reports that MSPs might be able to mine for information.
Of course, of course. But yeah, I mean, it's funny when you look at the social media age that we're in now. I mean, it's amazing. When I started looking into some of these groups, it was amazed on, you know, how much these people want to help each other. They're invested in their own success, but they're also invested in the success of their peers as well. And they want to see everyone succeed. In the olden days, everyone was kind of out for themselves and, you know, only worried about themselves and their success. But it's a little bit different nowadays. Everyone kind of collaborates a little bit more than they ever have, and they want to help out as much as they can. So yeah, huge resource to have, especially someone that's just kind of getting into managed services or just starting out a little bit, being able to kind of confer back with peers and see what's worked best for them in the past and some of these more successful MSPs that are out there today.
Great. So let's do a recap here of best practices for selling security services. So we've talked about making it an integrated, non-negotiable part of your standard support packages. We've talked about going out with some good collateral and tools to make the case for your clients. We've talked about being prepared to walk away. Anything else you want to add?
I think those would be the main subjects there. When you look at it in general, as you get more into the space, I mean, there's different things you can kind of look into, but someone that's in managed services today trying to navigate that whole world, I would say those are the main pieces that you'd probably want to look into at this point.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today, Matt.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate you having me.
That was Matt Bernacki, an MSP channel account executive at Sophos. As always, I'll put links to the resources mentioned in today's episode in the show notes at avic.com/franklymsp/062. And that's a wrap. Till next time, this is Jennifer Tribe. Stay safe out there, and thanks for listening.
Frankly MSP, brought to you by Avic Networks, the most efficient and profitable way to manage your clients' networks.